1515 Now probably presents the Wrestling Roundtables, the Raw, the Bad, the Ugly, the weekly podcast where we tell you what we like, didn't like, and was just flat out horrendous. It is your favorite tag team partners, me, Still the Pro.
It's Miller.
Raw took place in Phoenix, Arizona.
Shout out to my pops. Shout out to my mama. Even though they live in Chandler, but close enough.
See, it's close enough, damn it.
I got a lot of family out there, man. EB, all of them, man. Yeah.
I need to make my way down to Arizona one day. During spring training. Make my way down to Mesa, Arizona.
I should have known that was coming. Like,
It's Cubs
first. Royal Rumble, man. And we don't have to pay for a hotel.
You said next year, right?
Yeah. We don't have to pay for a hotel. Stay in the pits. They got a jacuzzi.
Let's make that happen.
I'm with it, dog.
Yeah.
Anytime I can kick it with my pops.
Yeah.
I'm with the shits.
We can make that happen. You know, and I can get a room, too.
There's nobody lives in that house. It's just my parents now. My brother's room's open. The empty room's always open. And then my other, Andre's room is open.
Because I just don't like sleeping on those air mattresses.
Oh, you don't like air mattresses?
Hell no. Nah, they are so uncomfortable. If I wake up, my damn back is hurting. I feel like somebody just beat my ass.
I'm gonna tell you one other though. There's extra rooms that this one couch that my dad has, dog. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you might remember it. It was that leather beige couch.
Yeah,
that was
in the back.
Boy, you lay on that, man. That's just sink in. And
Lord knows I love me a good couch sleep.
Yeah, he does.
Straight up.
Look. Full disclosure, Esther would say, if he's your friend and he comes over your house, he gets comfortable on your couch. It's a wrap. That time y'all was going to kick it, you're not kicking it anymore. He's sleeping, and he'll wake up later.
Yo.
And don't feed him, because then he might stay the night, and then you just got a house guest.
Shit. Look, man. I love me a good couch to sleep on, bro. Man.
Turn on some baseball, he's done. That's all you got to do. Turn on
baseball. Put on a baseball game, give me a fan. Shit. Open up the blinds, yo.
You can rob let this dude.
Good, let that good summer breeze in, dog. And I'm out. Man. You talking about great naps. You talking about, dude, the greatest naps happen during a baseball game in the summer. For real. Those are the best naps. People don't know, man. They missing out. But, yeah, man. Royal Rumble. We got to go there.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't give us no bullshit where Roman Reigns wins. I don't know if this is your news or rumors, but depending on like how WWE treats this issue with the steroids, that don't seem like it's going away. Because I don't think when they first announced that he got suspended, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the report came out that it was Adderall.
Right.
WWE never said
it. Said that it was. That's my thing. That's what I keep telling. You guys said that shit. They never said that. And neither did he.
Yeah.
That's my thing. So, and the thing that makes me think the most that, like, they've already addressed this and they're not going to is the fact that they haven't done anything, like, recent. Like, usually something like this happens and there's damage control off the top because they have stockholders. To me, this says we've already dealt with this. We've rectified the situation. Let us play its course.
No, I don't think that the punishment is going to happen again. I think the interesting thing about Roman Reigns is going to be how he's booked from this point on, because that's how they're going to punish him and stuff. Now, I think it is up in the just by how that gauntlet match went, for him to lose in the first match, that way to Seth. And look, that's no knock on Seth.
Right. No.
You know what I mean? It's just where they want Roman Reigns to be and stuff. And for Seth to actually, for them to sit there and say, no, we're going to display Seth in this way, and we'll get into that and stuff. And not do that with Roman Reigns, to me, says something a little bit. I don't know if it's just something that they sitting there, because that's the thing with WWE and everything, is that we don't know if they doing this because they want to do it the right way, like where they got Roman Reigns as going to push him to be the champion, and then
you need to set up challengers,
or are they saying, well, you know what, Roman? These are new reports that are coming out about how you were actually doing this, and now, like, we don't know if you were still doing it because it was masking failed tests or whatever. Well, what may have been a failed test and everything, and now we're getting these new reports, and, like, we're not going to suspend you over it.
Right.
Because we've done that, but now we definitely got to take a look at how we willing to push you. And maybe they have to stop and hold on that push because of investors and everything. Maybe they got to sit there and say, look, we can keep you at a certain level, keep you relevant and everything, but as far as you holding the titles and stuff like that, maybe we just got to hold back on that for a little bit. And, you know,
if Seth would have just beat Roman and it was that, I would feel that way, but when he beat Cena too, I was like, okay, so they're doing something here.
Yeah. Yeah.
They realize they kind of ruined Seth a little bit.
And that story, and we'll get to that. Hold on. We'll get to that. Anyway, let's move on, man. Shout out Phoenix, Arizona, though, man. And I do want to visit there. We're definitely going to make that happen next summer. We're going to make that happen.
I'm with,
well, not next yo, summer. Next, next fall. Next,
what is it, January?
This is winter. 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 Yeah. Damn. No, I've never, I don't think I've ever visited a warm state during the wintertime.
It's so weird, dude. When I went to Arizona on Christmas, man, it was odd. Like, it just didn't feel right.
Oh, no, I take that back. When I actually visited San Jose and went to San Francisco and stuff like that, that was actually during the wintertime. It was around Christmas.
I mean, I've been to Louisiana in Christmas, and it was, I was a kid then, though, so it didn't mean that much to me. It wasn't that different. But being in Arizona on Christmas, I was like, it's 60? Like, it just felt weird. There's no snow, but then everybody's got Christmas lights, but it's warm. It's just...
Yeah, I feel like that's I feel like that'd be the weirdest thing when you visit it warm. Like, it's like when you see a Christmas movie and it's taking place in a warm place.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not Christmas.
It doesn't feel like Christmas.
You know, I think that's part of the reason why I hate the song Feliz Navidad too. Because when I think of that song,
and
I'm thinking of Mexico, and I'm thinking like, nah. That ain't no good Christmas.
As my wife would tell me, you have to think of Mexico and the mountains. That's what you do. There's snow in the mountains.
Oh, man.
You're also going to see a lot of dead-ass goats. I found that shit out, too.
Oh, for real?
Because there's no, like, the mountain roads that they have are very narrow, and you got goat, and they just fall, and that's a wrap. And I'm like, yeah. So if we ever visit, we're not driving on that, right? Because I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Well, I know the one thing, you better stay in the tourist attraction.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah. Shit.
You American.
Shit.
You American now. Don't go there thinking.
Yeah.
Thinking that those.
Although I might be able to talk to them. I'd be like, hey, man, they don't want me, bro. There's nothing you could do with me. Like, they're not going to get you anything. I'm a Negro. They don't like me.
Yeah. Like, we.
I'm on your team, bro. I don't.
Same boat.
We in the same boat, bro. We kicking it.
Shit. No pun intended. But anyway, you got a match to watch for?
I do. I actually have two. I'm gonna give you a throwback. This weekend, anybody who's on my Hot Wrestling page know I did my little weekend wrestling that I like to do, and I watched Rob Van Dam versus Jerry Lynn from Hardcore Heaven '99. That match still stands up, dude.
Jerry Lynn was so underrated.
So underrated, underappreciated, man. Like, that dude could go.
Does he still wrestle?
No, he's retired now because his back got really bad. He's a former ROH champion, though. But yeah, that match, watching it again, it could easily be on any show right now and still get the same pops because those dudes just went all out. And the crazy thing was, people don't ever give Jerry Lynn props for his toughness. He fractured his skull in that match. Because remember Rob Van Dam had that spot where he was have you straddled on the top rope?
Oh, yeah.
And he'd do the sidekick? Mm. He did the sidekick, and Jerry Lynn took it, but when he fell in a way that he couldn't stop himself, and he fell, like, on the side of his head first.
Yeah. Ah.
The floor was padded, But, I mean, you know those pads. Those pads,
yeah, they was barely packed. It was just fucking...
But he finished the match. That was like crazy. And almost won. Like, that was nuts. But, yeah, definitely got to shout out that match. And then my other match to watch for that's current that everybody needs to check out, Roderick Strong versus Pete Dunne for the WWE UK Championship. Really, really good match. I think both of them shine. You really get to see Roderick Strong as a ring general. Like, that's another guy who, he's very Jerry Lynn-esque, that he's a ring general. I think now he gets more love, but, you know, me and you, knowing him previously from ROH, we know, like, this dude, he's still Mr. ROH. They still call him Mr. ROH, even though he's gone. Like, when they refer to him on the ROH shows, he's Mr. ROH and always will be.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be hard for him to get that love as far as the way WWE looks at him because of his look? Because he has a very plain look.
Yeah.
It's just an all-American guy. I don't want to be race.
No, I mean, I know what you mean.
Like, yeah, all-American white guy. But he's just all-American guy, just clean cut.
He's a workhorse. And when he's had to be a heel, he's been an asshole of a heel. Mm-hmm. He's good at it. Because he looks like that clean cut guy who's just a freaking jerk. And he was good at that. He was good at every time he's been put in a position, I've watched him, he's always flourished. When he was doing his Evolve run and was feuding with Drew McIntyre, that was one of my favorites because he was literally, if they present him like they presented Chris Benoit, I'm just an ass kicker. If you get in my way, I'm going to fuck you up. Like, that works perfectly, especially because he's a Messiah, the backbreaker. So his moveset makes him look like a tougher guy than he... That makes him look tougher in the ring than he may look in appearance.
Right.
You get in the ring and then he's throwing you around.
And I think that's the appeal. And I think that's what WWE needs to take a hold of right now. And sit there and say, look, the appeal is this, but wait till you see him in the ring. And they should always present it that way. But when you see him in the ring, it's much like how they do Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Extraordinary man that can do extraordinary things. And stuff like that. And it's the same thing that you could do with Roderick Strong and everything. And, I'm interested to see, like, when he actually, because I don't know if the main roster for him is going to be 205 Live or if he actually going to hit the actual, be on Raw or SmackDown.
I think because he's a Triple H guy, like, Triple H really likes him.
Yeah.
I think because of that, he's going to have a spot naturally. Because I think we'll see change. Yes, Triple H is always going to have people who are characters because he gets how it works. Mm-hmm. But I think the smart thing about him, because he did it in NXT, but if you look now, like I was saying this yesterday about Elias, I did not like him in NXT at all. And not you used to tell me he's going to grow on me. No. I'd be like, dude has no moveset. Fuck this guy.
I was like, and I'm watching him last night. I told you he did.
And I'm like, wow, this guy's out there doing, like he is killing it. But what
I'm surprised you still didn't jump. I'm surprised you didn't jump on that bandwagon when that dude stood, jump, whatever how high that is from the mat to the top rope,
and just that mean? And just that was crazy.
And just jump on top of the top rope like this dude is athletic.
Well, because it'd be like little thing, like he'd do that and then nothing else the rest of the match. He'd be like, come on. But yesterday, I was like, whoa.
This and that match with John Cena that he had.
Oh, yeah. That was like, okay, I'm walking with Elias. Yeah. I got it. But one of the things that Triple H said that was like really profound to me was that he said there are some guys that come through NXT that their gimmick is for the main roster. Like, I'm not going to put the belt on you here. I'm not going to do anything super crazy with you here because you belong on the main roster. And Elias was one of those guys. It's just a gimmick made for the main roster.
Yeah.
I think that's why I understand with Mandy Rose too. It wasn't really going to work in NXT per se. It's just not who she is. And I get it now.
Or Sonya Deville.
Sonya Deville too. Sonya Deville could have worked for me.
Nah, not when you was going to bring in Shayna Baszler.
That's what I was going to say. Shayna, so it was like, it's too many. And you could move Shayna up, I think, because again, she's one of those people who works better on the main roster. I mean, on the NXT roster first, and then develop because she's good. She's super good.
Yeah, and I think they needed that top heel to go against Ember Moon.
Yeah,
and stuff. And you wasn't gonna believe in Sonya Deville.
Nah.
I wouldn't have believed in her.
Not without a large body of work first.
Yeah, but even Wesley don't really have that large of a body of work.
Who?
But Shayna Baszler.
But we know who she is. That's the difference. Like, we know who Shayna, like, we know she's a badass. We've seen her in UFC. You know what I mean? Like, this, unfortunately, they're going to have to figure out a different way to do to Ronda. Otherwise, they're going to have, you know, Ronda A, Ronda B. Like, that's
which was a cool vignette that they did on her.
They did.
It was a pretty good damn
vignette.
That was
really good. It was a pretty good
damn vignette. Because you know what? They broke kayfabe. They didn't sit there and they showed her working in the ring, doing body slams and stuff like that. And shit.
Triple H, so, I'm telling you. Because you heard the rumblings of people being like, man, what the fuck? Yeah, and I don't think they're going to do a thing where they just throw her into a title match. I'll talk about that later, but.
No, I don't think so neither, but I still don't think that. Because I think when Asuka wins the title, she's going to have a long run.
Oh, yeah.
And but I still don't feel like Ronda Rousey should be the one to knock her off. I just don't feel that way.
Yeah.
And stuff. She's still going to come in. She's going to be green. And she doesn't. I feel like that's something that you got to work for.
Yeah.
You know, because this is not just some record that you're just knocking off and shit. This is something that. Really hasn't been done. This hasn't been done before. And then for somebody who doesn't have that body of work to come in and just knock that record off, it's just like, nah, I'm not feeling that shit.
The one thing I will say is I feel bad prematurely shitting on the whole idea of her relinquishing the NXT championship. Only because now I kind of see the big picture.
Man,
I know you've been telling me, dog, but I didn't think they had. Come on. Any other promotion, you know I'd be with it. I'd be like, okay. But it's WWE, dog. They don't do this. Mm-hmm. And now things are changing. So I'm like, okay, you have a long-term plan. How often did they have long-term plans before that? Yeah. So why would I believe that they were going to have one? You know what
honestly,
I mean?
I feel like Asuka should hold the title until Ember Moon comes up. Ember Moon needs to be the one to knock her off.
That would be.
That
to me, Ember Moon or Bayley are the people. That those are the only ones I accept. Or, you know what? Or Sasha, but it have to be a heelish way. Like, while the referee's not looking, I hit you with a chair. The crowd wants to kill me.
And I feel like on the main roster, we need to get the two sides of Asuka like we did at NXT. Why she has this title. I think she should have her face run, and then I think you should slowly but surely start seeing that heel like, cocky work.
What you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I love that Asuka at the end. Like, come on. Like, for real.
Yeah. And that shit was so dope the way they did that shit in NXT.
Yeah.
And I feel like that they need to go the same direction and everything. But Ember Moon needs to be the one. I want that. Because to me, that's like, that was long-term booking.
Yeah.
That was, because even that stare down at the Royal Rumble, that shit gave me chills like, oh, these motherfuckers about to go out.
Oh, we're going
to
talk about that. Because I think I have the inside scoop, sir.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, then go into it, man. News and rumors.
Well, first off, Evil. For those that are New Japan fans.
First off, that's my guy.
I know you got
I like dudes.
You love those strong, short, swole ass dudes. I wonder why. well, unfortunately, he's going to be out for 3 months because he cracked his orbital bone.
Damn.
Yeah, so they haven't said whether he'd have to give up.
Like Austin Aries.
Yeah. They haven't said he had to give up the tag team titles yet. Usually they do like a provisional champion. And then when he's back, they'll have him and Sonata versus whoever the interim champions
are. Plus,
he's
just evil, too. That's why I like
him. Yeah, he's so good. The Honor Club opened up and actually posted a tutorial on iHeartWrestling that I found. Dude, holy crap. I went on there and I was like, I'm going to have to spend the day. Like, there's so much stuff. The way they revamped it, they have all the TV shows. And they said they haven't even put all the events that they're going to have up there. Now, here's one thing I want to clear up. A lot of people were like, man, I don't know if it's worth it because the pay-per-views are half price and not 100% off. But what you have to understand is ROH only does 4 pay-per-views a year. All the other big shows aren't pay-per-view. So yeah. This is why it's dope for a lot of hardcore ROH fans, because I used to have to wait till the VOD came out, yeah. Or if by chance they, you know, if they sold out, which they usually did, sometimes they would do an iPay-per-view. Mm-hmm. This is not what they're saying is anything that's a pay-per-view that's going to be on like Comcast, DirecTV, those are the ones you pay half price for. All the house shows and then the big shows like Manhattan Mayhem that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Those shows that aren't typically pay-per-views, but they're big shows, are free. So I feel like it's worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's half off, so I'm paying $10. Mm-hmm. I would have paid $34 when we order it on Fight Network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So mm-hmm. I'll take my $10 and all the rest of the ROH shit I get and half off on tickets before anybody else can get tickets. So no more like, damn, it's sold out. Too bad. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, because, man, I wish we would have been able to get tickets to Kenny Omega.
Don't remind me, man. It hurts. Broke my ROH streak. I had never missed the ROH show. Well, up until the one I was in Phoenix. But yeah. Other than that.
Which was a very
damn show.
All right, man, on. That show was good. You know, no, real quick, though, before we move on, because it's interesting that you bring up these pay-per-views, and we know that you probably got in your news and rumors right now that WWE...
Condensing.
How do the wrestlers, you think, feel about that? Because, you know, now that you're doing that, I know they're going to make the pay-per-views a little longer. But there's still going to be people out there missing out on that pay-per-view check. I wonder how the wrestlers are going to take that.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's not like they had it that long, though. That's the thing. Like, how many wrestlers are still on the roster that remember the brand split from before? Not many. Mm-hmm. And then how many extra checks were you getting for that time period where there was? Because it was only, was it even a year?
It's been a year now.
Has it been? Okay, so it was a year. You got a year of, you know, these separate pay-per-views. Can you miss something that much? I mean, you could, but is it going to be better?
You could when you got used to getting that money.
But I mean, I guess I think of it in my head. I'm like, look, man, I don't like to do extra in the first place. I'm scared all the time that something's going to break. So I don't. If I have extra money, it's just extra money. So,
And I know some people are like, oh, good, this is a good thing. Because of our creative, we're complaining about long term booking. Mm-hmm. But this is the thing. You could long term book in this format, and I think you did a poor job at doing so. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest issue. To me, the long term booking could have come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because SmackDown, you should just be focused on SmackDown shit. You know what I mean? And then the only time y'all really got to focus on each other is during the SummerSlam. Right. Not SummerSlam, but Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's... Because they're both co-branded, but Survivor Series is the one where you want them to go against each other. And I felt like, really? They should have just had more co-branded shows versus having to cut down on the pay-per-views and shit. That's what they should have done. Because... Night of Champions doesn't make any sense for that to not be a co-branded show. Money in the Bank doesn't make any sense for that not to be a co-branded show.
But on Night of Champions, though, with all the titles you have now, well, I mean, it's 5 hours, so I guess you can defend all of those. Okay, never mind. All right, problem solved.
But should have been a co-branded show.
Yeah.
And shit. And we need a TV title. It's just what it is. So we definitely need a TV title.
NXT just needs a secondary belt already. I'm tired of this shit.
But with NXT, I would just call that the internet title. Oh, you know what I mean? Obviously, because you have to go to the network to actually watch it. But on the actual
show, the UK championship is pseudo a secondary championship. But
it's not seen or defended as often.
That's what they need to do.
Yeah. And that's because you got Pete Dunne working all these other dates, and sometimes you don't always have these UK people. Because, matter of fact, it was not one UK person in that Royal Rumble. Which is fucking crazy. Like, how you not have Pete Dunne in that Royal Rumble? How you not have Tyler Bate, this freakishly short man, as fucking, like...
Incredibly, like
Braun Strowman type strong
his
and shit.
This dude is like... His moveset is a creator wrestler moveset. Yeah. Like, he does shooting stars, but then does power...
He's like when you put a realistic version of yourself, but then you make yourself into a superhero.
Yeah.
Like, you... Realistically, this is what you look like, But all of a sudden, you're able to do all these extraordinary things.
He's a kid.
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm saying that.
And he picked up who he picked? Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
And he picked up that quick.
Yeah, he shot his shot real quick.
Yeah, she got cheeks too, so I understand. He had to. Enzo messed that up.
Enzo messed up a lot.
Yeah, he just wanted, anyway. He wanted to mess with crack whores. And no, I'm just going, let me not do that. Did I go there? My bad. Oh man. Look, I'm just saying, if you got the option between Liv Morgan
and women of questionable standards.
Yeah, you see, this is where men fuck up a lot. Because I'm not going to say he's the only person that's
done.
No, he's not. He's not the only person.
Hey, look, I'll be 100. I've downgraded a couple times because of availability. I mean, look, I was 20-something in college. Hey, man, sometimes you'd be like, hey, you, quit.
Because who knows how nasty these people were getting. I'm just saying, sometimes that can play a role into somebody falling off that square and shit. But look, I'm just saying, I just don't know if I would have did that with Liv Morgan. I just don't know.
Man, freaky chicks will change your life. All right.
They could. No, they can't. Because you already know that you're never going to get with them.
Though. I understand that, but hold on. We're way
off topic. But if you ever, hold on. Because I think as a guy, because I'm not going to sit there and say, like I said, We know we've been through that. We've gone down those roads and shit. But it's not like we're talking about Enzo Amore, 19, 20-year-old Enzo Amore. We're talking about a grown-ass man and shit. And now these are the times where when you make these decisions, you got to sit there and say, oh, fuck no. Tiger Woods, when he made that, dude, you fucked up. Hands down, what the fuck was you thinking? And shit like that. And like, you can't make those decisions. You just cannot.
I thought we were talking about 20-year-old Janelle. That's the age of Tyler Bates. I'm just saying, there's a few times where I'm like. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I guarantee you, Tyler Bates ain't finna fuck up.
Oh, no.
I guarantee
you. He got enough people around him like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't mess this up, dog.
He fucking that up. Nah, he's straight. And then, you know, the best part, they don't even be caking each other on the internet.
Keep that stuff off the internet, bro. That's why I don't really post stuff. Mm-hmm. Why? Because everybody got something to say. Everybody got an opinion. I'm not trying to cuss out people on the daily.
Yeah, man. And I think, I think Alberto Del Rio, he stuck with Paige for a very long time because he was willing to go through that crazy. Because she was
crazy.
Extraordinary. Doing extraordinary things, but
look,
let's move on. I just want to put that out there that Tyler Bate ain't fucking that up. He just not fucking that up.
I don't even
it's just
get
like
on this.
It's just like Sasha Banks, like that dude is not fucking that up. He wiped her ass up quick. And shit,
he be treating people who come at him on the internet. I love that dude.
Yo, he like
Mikazi is my dog. He comes on that mug, and they be like, "What are you doing with him?" He was like, "Yeah, I wake up every night to this," and he just be posting the craziest pictures of her. I'd be like, "This dude don't care. He treat your wife. Y'all better leave that man alone."
First off, I know dude felt the confidence to talk to her once she said she was in K-pop. Yo, he was like, "Oh." That's my end.
He said, got him.
That motherfucker probably know you listen to K-pop. He was like, but I'm Korean. She listen to K-pop. I'm finna just try to get down with this shit.
He hit his cousin up. He's like, hey, send me everything you got, bro.
Shit. Real. What's popping out there? Psy? Yeah, okay.
Shit. I got it all. I'm on Wikipedia studying.
Hell yeah.
All right. Jeff Jarrett is going into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, not my favorite, but hey,
we're going to talk about this later.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, we are definitely talking about that later.
Will Ospreay talked about why he turned down WWE and NXT. Number one, he said he didn't need NXT, which I agree. I think the things that he's doing, he wouldn't be able to do in NXT.
But surely building a name for the new roster off top.
Yeah, and then in WWE... What he said as far as WWE, he was like, he didn't like the fact that they're working on Christmas and New Year's and stuff. And what he said was, he was like, I control my own destiny right now. Mm. Granted, you know, I worked for New Japan, but they didn't have him working on Christmas or New Year. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, I control my own destiny. I work when I want to work. And right now, I have no problem getting bookings. Mm-hmm. So why? When I'm doing what I love, and I can spend as much time. He's like, I'm a family guy. I can spend the time I want with my family when I want to, with no one telling me I can't.
Look,
can't knock it.
And you know, that was one of those things. The reason why we boycotted, because remember, we could have went to both of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did think about breaking down, and actually, because you know, it's not too often that we can go to a SmackDown show, and that's
right.
I did think about actually going to the SmackDown show and everything. But it was like, no, man. These people deserve the day off and shit.
Especially
you already,
they work.
Yeah, you already haven't worked one crazy ass fucking schedule and shit. And to sit there and go to Raw on, what was that, on Christmas Eve? No. That was Christmas Day. I believe Christmas Eve fell on the Sunday. To go on Christmas Day and then, yeah, SmackDown the day after that. I was just like, nah, those people, they deserve those days off. I'm not going to go support that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had to make a conscious decision and be like, nah, I'm not gonna buy no tickets to that shit.
I ain't gone duh. And then last but not least, the rumor for Mania is that Asuka, and if you listen to the part of her promo that was bearable, she said she's challenging, it's her destiny to challenge for the championship. Didn't say which one. So the rumor is that it's going to be Asuka Charlotte, which thank you God if it happens. And then Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss, which I would love the storyline to that. So look for that to kind of develop as we go.
But how are you going to pull that off?
I don't know, but...
Because here's the thing. And shit. We know the Elimination Chamber is all about... It's going to be about Asuka. I mean, not Asuka, but Alexa obviously is going to win that. The Elimination Chamber, then, if this is what you want to do. But how are you going to pull Nia off of a defeat from Asuka and still say, we really want to put you at the WrestleMania and be the one to take the title off of Alexa? Because I think when she does go, she's going to be taking the title off her and shit. How do you build that storyline?
That
and,
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever, they'll figure it out, though.
They'll get it together.
Yeah. But anyway,
quick hits.
Yeah, quick hits. I'm glad you reminded me because
I
almost forgot.
I knew it.
I almost did forget. I'm not gonna lie. So we opened up the show with the gauntlet match amongst the men's Elimination Chamber match of pick competitors. We got Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Elias, Finn Balor, John Cena, and Braun Strowman, and also the Miz. Seth Rollins showed his ass off in this, but Braun Strowman comes out the winner because he was the last person to come out for the gauntlet match and he beat the Miz. Next, we got Nia Jax attacking Asuka after Asuka was giving the promo, one terrible ass promo, and Nia Jax attacked her, and that was it for that. And then we got Titus Worldwide defeating the Raw Tag Team Champions Cesaro and Sheamus, which is probably why you've seen how they've been booking Apollo as of late. You know, you got to do something with him.
Hey, I found out why they took off his last name. Did you see?
You know, I didn't even notice that they took off Cruz.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
So here's why they did it. I don't necessarily agree, but at least there's a reason behind it. They don't, even though it's spelled different. It's too close to the shooter from the high school. Because his name is Cruz.
What?
That's the reason.
I wouldn't have never called.
I understand. I'm just telling you. They don't like it. They didn't want, you know, Apollo Cruz. So they took off Cruz. That was what.
But his first name wasn't even Apollo.
I'm not trying to say that it makes 100% sense, but that's why they
took off
the
Cruz. No, it doesn't make no type of sense. That's some dumbass shit. No, this is Vince McMahon saying, look, we don't believe in two first names. I mean, not two first names.
Oh, so you think he made that reason up? He's like, too much of shit.
Yeah, because to me, I think if you was going to get rid of Cruz, it's because it was too close to Creed. That's what, and like, you don't want people to try to mix it with the whole, you know, the boxing movie. You know, obviously we're talking about the Rocky movies. And that. Wow, that's just fucking stupid. Anyway, and then after that, we had a 6-woman tag match who featured Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Mickie James defeating the Raw Women's Champion, Alexa Bliss, Sonya Deville, and Mandy Rose. Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose end up attacking all the, except for Mickie James because she was on the outside, but they get the attacking Sasha Banks and Bayley. And then they set their sights on Alexa Bliss, and Mickie James came in the ring, helped out. They walk out after attacking, well, getting the upper hand on Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. The only thing, no, I'm going to leave it on because it was part of my Raw Bad and Ugly. Anyway, I'm going to let you start this week off. I think I let you start off every week. Your Raw.
My Raw is the Gauntlet match as a whole. I really liked how they booked it from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Seth Rollins was the star in this, but with the shocker of him beating Roman Reigns and John Cena clean, and then you know, giving the Elias the win, and then Finn Balor, you know, just the way that they planned it all out, the mm-hmm. way that it worked, I really liked it. I'm already a fan of Gauntlet matches. I love them. If I had my own promotion, there'd be an annual Gauntlet match with like 20 dudes. I don't know. I love Gauntlet matches. But the way that they put this together, it taking up pretty much an hour and a half, but still being entertaining throughout that whole time period was really dope. Mm-hmm. So I got to give them props. I didn't expect it, but it was well received in my
What house. About the story? This is my
Raw 2. Yeah, the story and the promos in between.
Yeah.
Just everything they
did. This is my Raw 2. Exactly that point that you just pointed out too. The promos in between the matches of those who've lost. And just the... So we started off with Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. And this match was telling a story where... You know, Roman is trying to take up that, like, dude, I'm the man type role right now. Like, this is my ring and shit. And then you got Seth Rollins like, nah, this used to be my shit before it was yours. And I'm coming back and I'm taking this over. So you can see that story developing in that match. And they both try to pick up some roll-up wins because their finishers just wasn't working for neither one of them. And Seth Rollins ended up coming out on top. And then you get John Cena coming out. And John Cena is on some, like, dude, like, you cannot beat me. You just went through this hellish-ass match and shit with Roman Reigns. Like, I'm trying to take it easy on you. Because we got the Elimination Chamber match this week. Why are you trying to fight so hard? Just stay down and get the fuck out and shit. And that, to me, because I know most people probably would be like, man, that shit was boring. You know, John Cena was acting really cocky or whatever and shit like that. But no, John Cena was on some, like, dude, you're not going to get past me and everything. Just let's end this quick and leave. But Seth Rollins refused to stay down and shit. And so eventually it came to bite John Cena back in the ass and shit like that, to the point where, fuck, Seth Rollins does the whole catch you. When you coming off the top rope, roll up, hit John Cena with his own move and shit like that. It didn't put him down.
Right, but it was, man, still dope.
Yeah, that was such a dope-ass moment. And then, obviously, he ended up hitting the curb stomp and everything and beating him. But, man, so now we're like, yo, what the fuck is he finna do now? And then he still ended up putting it on a short but entertaining match with Elias after that. And then Elias putting on a match with Finn after that. And then... I mean, it just ended up growing and growing. And then Finn and The Miz, and The Miz using his Mysterage to distract Finn Balor to take the upper hand. And then when he beats him, then he starts to realize, oh, shit, only one person left. And shit, I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? And, you know, obviously Braun Strowman comes in, does what he does, and... He's just a fucking monster.
Yeah.
Dude is freakishly fast.
His promo on Brock Lesnar had me wrong. When he called him Beastie Boy, I was cracking up. Did you hear what he said? Oh, my God.
Nah, I missed out.
He called him Beastie Boy, and he said, at WrestleMania, you're going to get these hands. I was like, kill this dude anymore, man. Yeah. He's wild, man. He's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called him Beastie Boy. Yeah, he said, and you Beastie Boy. I'm
like, what? Oh, man, I don't know if that's supposed to be an insult.
Look.
I don't know what that's supposed to be.
That's what he better be careful, though, because that... I still think about that right hook that he gave him at Royal Rumble when he was like, slow the fuck down. he said, he had to slow Braun down. He was like, hey, man, you're going way too fast, bro. I'm going to turn super red, bro. I can't, look. He had the jaw on Bink.
Yo, Braun was moving at 100.
He was
no let up.
Oh, my God.
He was in straight go mode.
Look, Kane was mad, too. Kane was like, hold on, man. I'm old, bro. You can't,
He was in straight go mode. But that's what happened. And that's the reason why I'm not discounting or saying what Brock, even now, what he's brought to the business. Because he is an attraction.
Yeah.
So you understand why they book him and shit. But this is the reason why they should not be holding the title, though. Because of the fact that, look, you got these dudes like a Braun Strowman who can just go straight at it. This is a big dude.
As much as Roman Reigns isn't my friend, when Braun and Roman Reigns go at it, it's 100 miles. Yeah. And you're like, dude, hold on. What's y'all big ass?
Yeah. And it's like, that's the reason why you always supposed to, are you always investing the talent that you actually have signed through the years. And I get it. You know, you are paying Brock, what is it, $3 million?
Yeah.
A year and shit. You know what I mean? And I don't give a fuck what Brock said, man. He was never going to go back to the UFC on a full time. Like, he was never going to not do a WWE contract and go to UFC when, shit, the highest payout was, what, fucking $10 million that I think what's name ended up getting one time, McGregor and shit. That's been the highest payout at a UFC fight and shit. Which is why McGregor even thinking about, like, I don't know if I really do want to go back to UFC.
Right.
I just made, shit, over $100-something million just
getting beat up.
Yeah. In a boxing match.
I got my ass kicked and I got this much.
Which I think is a shame. Because I think the UFC, I think they got to do better by their fighters and making sure they get paid. Because... Look, if boxing can generate that much money, you know MMA can. Because boxing...
You can't get tickets to... It's not a... I try, like, if you try to get tickets, it's always sold out if you don't get on there fast enough. So they're making the money. I don't...
Yeah, it's just... You know, I just feel like the UFC just... They got to do better.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. And the reason why boxing hates Mayweather is because watch, you're gonna get somebody smart enough and they're gonna be mercenaries. They're gonna be like, look, you know, we have these titles and stuff. Do you wanna come fight for them? Because now, shit, if I can actually book a match and like McGregor and Nate Diaz again, if I can actually book this match on my own and promote it and sit there and say, hey, look, I'm getting 100% of this money and shit. No titles either. They don't even have to be titles. Just because people want to see great fighters go at it and shit like that. Once somebody figure that shit out, UFC going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
So you have to do something, man. You already took some money away from them and shit because you wanted to just sign this deal with Reebok and you took away their endorsement deals.
That shit won't last that long, though.
Shit, that shit been going on for a couple of, about 4 or 5 years now, though.
What, the Reebok deal?
Yeah.
No, wasn't it? It's only been like 2, I thought.
No, man, it's been longer than that. Yeah. I know it's been longer than that. Okay. It had to be.
I mean, maybe.
I could be wrong, but I think it's been longer than that. Shit. We gotta ask somebody who watch UFC on daily.
Yeah, we're getting back into it. But anyway, right. What's your, we're about a bad now?
Yeah, my bad is just the Asuka promo.
Me too, hot tag.
Yeah, this, man. Look, why'd you even put her in this position? You know she can barely speak English. Hell, I can barely speak English. And then you're going to put her in a situation where you know she's gonna fuck up, and you gotta learn from what they how they booked her and why she's been the person that she's been from NXT, because they didn't put her in situations like that whatsoever. And all you needed to do was just have her speak Japanese. People ate that shit up the last time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, last time, people were
yeah.
Or just nobody's ready for Asuka and walk off on the plug. Naya could have still attacked her. It wouldn't have mattered.
You know what I mean? It's just something. I just don't understand why you put her in this fucking predicament and shit like that. But to add on to my bad before I get to my ugly and shit like that. And then, how are you using Paige? Because, like, to me, if you're going to have Paige out there, you can't have her out there just as a fucking cheerleader. She needs to be, first off, she needs to be barking off directions and orders and shit. Like, Paige didn't do, they just start attacking them. Paige didn't give out their order to do that.
Right.
And shit. You have to use Paige in that way to still make her relevant. Otherwise, what's she there for? And shit. You know what I mean? Just to escort them down and shit like that. Paige should have caused a distraction. There's no reason why Alexa Bliss and Mickie James should have got the upper hand over Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. Why? Because Paige should have caused that distraction to sit there and cause them to start getting their ass beat at that point and shit like that. That's how it should have went down. Not to sit there and say that I don't want Alexa to look strong and shit like that. Alexa took a pin in that fucking match, which is... I didn't understand why they did that.
No, she submitted, didn't she?
Yeah, she tapped. She tapped in that match. And I don't know why they booked it that way, especially when you're going to have her win the Elimination Chamber. If this is the plans that they're going with, if you're going to have her win the Elimination Chamber and then go on to face Nia Jax at WrestleMania and shit, because I'm going to be pissed if you have Sasha Banks win and then have her go against Nia Jax at WrestleMania, then once again, she's only holding the damn title for a month and then losing again and shit like that. So I don't want that to happen. I just, it was bad. Just the fact that Alexa had to take the tap, that Paige ain't involved and shit. Like, just all bad. It was just all bad. The match was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
But the nuances and everything around it was bad. And obviously, Asuka and her promo was just god awful. But it wasn't my ugly.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I just don't understand. Sometimes less is more, and this is definitely one of those situations. Wasn't necessary for her to talk. And I'm not. I love Asuka.
Yeah.
It's just we don't pay for her to get on the mic, right?
No.
Her in ring is what gets. You know, butts in seats or why people like her. So, in the end of the day, what was the promo supposed to do for her? Because I feel like they could have just had her say, nobody's ready for Asuka, and then be attacked by Nia Jax, and you have the same effect. Having a long, drawn-out promo didn't do anything. It wasn't going to help anybody.
Right.
We don't need that from Asuka. So, I just didn't understand the purpose.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about that.
All right. What's your ugly, sir?
It was so I liked the show, right?
Mm.
And it was hard to pick an ugly. But as I thought about things, I think for me was doing the six-man tag. If I have to pick something as, or the six-woman tag.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I feel like that is I think you needed to build a little bit more to the Elimination Chamber, and having them team with each other wasn't a build. It was like, yeah. These are the six people in it. Here you go. They're in a match.
I thought they should have took up the whole show by actually doing...
another gauntlet match with the women. That's what I thought was going to happen. I actually asked that on the board. I said, is there going to be a women's gauntlet? Like, that would have been smarter to me because you're trying to sell this Elimination Chamber. But having them team with each other doesn't really, you know... Because all you keep saying is... Oh, you know, when it comes to Sunday, they're going to be against each other. Well, yeah, duh, but what the hell does that mean now? Like, there's no build as far as the women's Elimination Chamber.
You know, and then at the end, instead of having Nia attacking Asuka, Nia could have attacked the person who won the Elimination Chamber. And that could have been Alexa Bliss. And then that could have been showing, like, I'm coming for that title. I'm
coming for you.
That would have been so fucking good.
And just fade out. Fade out.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not about being friends with you. It's about me coming for that title.
I want the belt.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's showing Asuka, I'm looking past you because I'm going for that title and everything. I mean, that's just how I would have booked it and everything. And now you're doing a first, you know, for the women's division. So why not do this gauntlet match and everything? I don't know if this is the first gauntlet match that they ever did for the women, that they would have ever done. But, you know, it's not something that's seen very often.
Right.
And stuff. And so why not sit there and do a gauntlet match and everything? But my ugly is Double J, A, Double R, E, Double T, making it into the Hall of Fame right now. And I wanted to express this a couple of weeks ago, too. Ivory, also making it into the Hall of Fame right now. This is my ugly. I know people are going to be like, well, she's actually deserving. I don't give a shit. I think Double J is actually deserving, but not now. Look, I've been clamoring for this and shit. I don't care who asked. WWE has to kiss. I don't care what low-key dirty shit they got to do to get through some back channels to make this shit happen. But you already know I want to see Owen Hart in the Hall of Fame. But that's not who I'm really thinking of right now that actually should be in the Hall of Fame over Jeff Jarrett. Where the fuck is Vader? Dude is not going to live that much longer. Can we please just get him in that Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
like, what the fuck are you doing? And stuff like that. You already missed that chance where you should have just put China in last year and shit like that. Why isn't China going in this year? Why? Why isn't that happening? And shit. And look, I know we can sit there and say that, but we have time. This stuff can happen. It's going to happen at some point. No, fuck you. Look, let's do this shit right, though. You know what I mean? Let's give it to the people that actually most deserve this shit. What about Christian? Why isn't Christian going into the Hall of Fame?
I agree. No TLC without him.
Yeah.
He was part of an era of tag teams that we won't see that for a long time.
Yeah, and you're not going to get to the point where he's going to ever headline a WrestleMania. Headline a Hall of Fame class, obviously. So, where the hell is he? And shit. You know what I mean? They lucky they hit right. To me, I think they did hit it on the head with the Dudley Boys and shit like that. Kind of mad they don't really mention
Spike
too often and stuff like that. And I hope he's the one that's giving the speech.
That'd be kind of dope.
I hope he is. But like, because he played a major role in their success through those years too.
Especially ECW.
Yeah, especially ECW. But yeah, man, it's just so many more that's deserving and shit like that. You know what I mean? It just, I'm just not feeling slap nuts going in right now. And it's not like, and I don't have the same type of vitriol that you have for him and shit, you know? But
I don't want to rain on anybody's parade.
Look, I'm going to rain on your parade. I'm going to rain on that
shit.
It's just
not my favorite.
Look, he doesn't deserve it, though. And Ivory just wasn't deserving of it and shit. Because how do you go from Beth Phoenix being one of the youngest to ever even make it into the WWE Hall of Fame? And then you say, all right, fuck China, though. We just going to skip over her and put Ivory there.
I don't know if there's underlying stuff. Like, Ivory's deserving in my eyes. However, I get what you're saying with China not being there. It's like, how does Ivory jump China? I think the reason why I felt
we just talking was, about an accolades too, though, true. What they brought to the business.
Okay, Ivory, but that's where
it wasn't, I don't transcendent. Think, I wouldn't say she's transcendent.
I mean, okay, fine, but it wasn't like there was a lot of when you know doors open to be able to do that. But for what she was able to do, I mean, she came from GLOW. You know what I mean? Like,
shout out GLOW too. Man. Yeah. I can't wait for season two.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, she came from GLOW. She's one of the, she's a pioneer. Every role they ever gave her, like, to me, there's always that workhorse that you put in the Hall of Fame. And to me, she was that one, because every time they gave her a role, she was like, cool. They wanted, like, she can't, she was a sexy, you know, a valet. She was
that's
the
next
right
year,
to censor. This, you know, she always made it happen.
But that's next year, though. That's next year. That's what I'm saying. That's next year. I don't see any other female that, I mean, what you would say, Michelle McCool, maybe, but I still I would put
in
but
when,
I would but
Taker gets it.
Yeah, but I would still too. But I would still put Ivory in over Michelle McCool and shit like that. It's not like I wouldn't do that. And, you know, there are going to be some WWE divas / women wrestlers. Bull Nakano, we know, man. When the fuck? Maybe I would sit there and say, yo, whatever backdoor channels, whatever dirty shit that you got to pull off, not asking any fucking questions that you have to do to get Bull Nakano in the fucking Hall of Fame, you need to do that shit, because it's a shame that one of the greatest women wrestlers of all time is not in the damn Hall of Fame yet. And that's in Bull Nakano. How does that happen? And shit. How do you not mend these fucking relationships and get these people in the Hall of Fame? I mean, that's even that's not even to say that they have a bad relationship. I don't know what the relationship is between Bull Nakano and WWE, but what she's done for the business too, she should be in the damn Hall of Fame. And you telling me Ivory needs to be in there before her? You telling me Ivory needs to be in there before China? No, that shit, that's just fucking nuts.
Yeah,
she shouldn't. She shouldn't, man. And that's just, it just lets you know that, man, WWE still gets it wrong on so many levels. And shit, they remind you of how much they get it wrong. And shit. Because even if you couldn't work out nothing for Bull Nakano to put her in this year, look, I don't think you really have to work out much to get China in there.
I don't know what that's about, but
like,
it's here what it's here.
Yeah, but anyway, man, it's just, I'm done with my rant and shit. You know what I mean? But that's the reason why that was my ugly. I just don't feel like Jeff Jarrett, and I like Jeff Jarrett. I like the whole slap nuts and everything and shit like that. Wasn't like my favorite wrestler, but he was one of those assholes where you just like, I really hate this motherfucker. Like, when he came to the ring and shit, and he had that fucking bright ass hat with that funny ass, I don't know what the fuck outfit he used to have, where it's kind of like a bunch of straps and shit. But he played that asshole role so well and shit that, I feel like he was entertaining. I see what he brought to the business, and I see what he was trying to do too with the whole Global Force Wrestling and all that shit. I think, unfortunately for him, is, you know, it's the drinking and all that shit. It took its toll or whatever and stuff like
too
that.
Too much.
Yeah, you know. But I want to see Kurt Angle do his speech.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Oh, man, that is shit. That would just be one of those things where I would definitely tune in to see what was said. I would definitely tune in to see what was said right there. And you know another person we need to see get in? I don't care if he's still working. Paul Heyman.
I think I'm gonna do that. You just gotta.
He has a headline to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's gonna depend on where we're at, and then that city, that's where it's gonna happen.
Yeah, man. They this is the first time I will ever say that a manager should actually headline a Hall of Fame class.
He's more than that.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course. But I mean, that's how he's going to go in, though.
No, I think he'll go in as more. I think they're going to acknowledge this.
Oh, yeah. Of course, man. They're going to acknowledge that.
But that's what I'm saying. They're not going to be like manager, because for him, I don't want to get into a whole rant because we still got to do the predictions. But for him, he changed the business. It's just totally different. Like,
oh, yeah, Paul Heyman is... Because he's even changed that for WWE.
Way more than... Right. He's way more than a manager.
Yeah. WWE actually did look at them as competition.
Yeah.
You know, at one point.
Because they had a product they couldn't do. There was no... Even when they copied certain stuff, they... Mm-hmm. You couldn't do what they do.
Yeah. Shout out Taz, too. Sabu. Blue Meanie. What the fuck is going on? My bad.
Taz, Sabu.
Anyway.
None of these things don't belong.
All right, we're not going to do a Let's Talk Wrestling because I already went on that rant.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We'll do our predictions for Elimination Chamber. All
right. So, one of the matches that's not on these quick hits that is going to probably end up happening is the Tag Team Championship match between The Bar and Titus Worldwide.
The Bar.
Yeah, The Bar. I see that they got Apollo. you know, they're giving him his coming out party, finally. They're finally showcasing him, but anytime he has to showcase that shit alongside a bum like Titus O'Neil in the ring. First off, shout out Titus O'Neil, though, for his philanthropy and what he does, though. I like
you
Titus.
You like that. You like Titus. Yeah, you don't like Titus the wrestler.
I like Roman. I don't like Roman the wrestler. That's just what it is.
I like Roman the wrestler when he freaking wrestles. When he does punch kick, I can't deal with that shit. I'm sorry. The
problem is he does punch kick.
That's all he ever fucking does. I can't.
Can't do it. Right. Won't do it.
Can't play with it, won't play with it.
Yeah.
Won't do it.
But anyway, but yeah, I got The Bar too.
All right.
And then next, we got Woken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt.
Look. Oh, man, this is what WWE gets wrong so many times. If Matt Hardy doesn't win this fucking match, I'm going to go ape shit.
The only reason I say Bray Wyatt is only because I think this is going to be their gateway into using the whole broken. Like, going from woken to broken. And then they'll do something. I don't know. That's just my thought process. We'll see.
Look, if that's the... No, fuck that. No. Look, if Matt Hardy takes another L to Bray Wyatt, this feud is over.
Okay.
It's over for me.
I agree. I don't care
how Matt Hardy fucking evolves. Like, he's some type of damn Saiyan or some shit. Look, no. I've seen your evolution to you being woken. Look, I don't need to see your evolution of going back to broken and shit. You already went there. I need you to win one of these matches to get this feud to keep going. And you can have Matt Hardy win, and you can have Bray attack him afterwards, and that's how he becomes broken Matt Hardy. But I don't want to see Matt Hardy take another L to Bray Wyatt, and then you telling me they still in the feud the next fucking night. No, I just don't want that.
Fair.
I don't want that shit at all. All right. Next, we got Ronda Rousey's. Rowdy Ronda Rousey's official Raw contract signing to take place at the WWE Elimination Chamber. You think she's just going to sign her contract?
I think they're gonna start a build towards that mixed tag match she's supposed to have, or whatever she's gonna do at WrestleMania. They're gonna start the build for that. So I assume there'll be some kind of exchange between her and Stephanie or something like that. So
yeah, but that shouldn't be weird because
you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I just don't. I wouldn't get it. I wouldn't get that shit.
I was thinking about that too, but I'm like, man, they'll try to finesse it somehow.
Yeah, you know, and the reason why I wouldn't get it, because she was so excited because she was at the Royal Rumble, like, oh, something else was going to happen and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we ended up getting Ronda Rousey and shit. And I know a lot of people were doubting where she was going to be there. And I knew she was fucking lying. She was there and stuff. Told y'all, tried to tell y'all. I know a little something and shit. Damn, fuckers always thinking they got the inside scoop and stuff. Remember who broke the Jeff Jarrett too?
I'm not mad at you, dog. Okay, remember that. I'm sorry.
No, but anyway, yeah, that'd just be weird. I don't want to see Ronda Rousey and and Stephanie McMahon in a ring wrestling. I just don't want to see that. It's just not appealing at all. Maybe what are they going to do? Try to bring The Rock in along with... I like the whole idea of the Four Horsewomen going against the Four Horsewomen.
That's not going to happen, so...
Yeah, no. But I actually like that idea.
Yeah, I liked it too. Idea. I was looking forward to see if it was going to happen, but...
Yeah.
Alas.
Yeah, I mean, they took too long to actually try to get all that put in motion. That's what that is. Next, we got Asuka versus Nia Jax.
Asuka.
Yeah, obviously. Maybe Nia Jax attacks her again afterwards or whatever. I don't know. Maybe they're going to have to do something to make Nia look strong enough to be...
a title contender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she takes Asuka to her brink and loses. And then we got the first ever Women's Elimination Chamber match. I think we both got
Alexa
winning that. And then the Men's Elimination Chamber match. Winner goes on to face Brock Lesnar for the Universal title at WrestleMania.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, see, look. I think there's something to the steroid thing.
Okay.
And so, I think one or two people are going to actually win this. Well, I think one person obviously is going to win. But the two, because I'm still kind of on the fence about, is either Finn Balor or John Cena. Hmm. The interesting thing about the Finn Balor thing is we haven't got the Demon King in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will surely love to unveil that at a WrestleMania and everything. So to have the Demon King versus the Beast will surely be an attraction. And if you can give him, because first off, he still hasn't got the opportunity to even fight for the Universal title again yet. You know what I mean? So outside of, oh, you got to qualify, but just to actually regain his title and stuff like that.
He hasn't had a straight up title shot.
Right. So that's interesting. To see if they go that route, or it's going to be interesting to sit there and say, look, we're just going to push John Cena and get him his record-breaking 17.
The only reason I think that John Cena is not a viable option is because I'm pretty sure it's set in stone that it's going to be him and Taker, and I think he's going to put his career on the line against Taker. Just watching that promo, have a feeling that's the direction they're going to go to do one of those matches, like career versus career. And that's going to be their way to
retire
the Undertaker and give John Cena some extra juice.
Which is, and see, look, this is my problem with Brock and Roman Reigns both beating the Undertaker.
Yeah.
And shit. Because the Undertaker should have never taken two L's at WrestleMania whatsoever. You could have had Brock versus Undertaker at like a SummerSlam or some shit like that.
Right.
Where that could have started his thing of becoming the Beast or whatever and shit like that. You could have also did that shit with Roman Reigns. It could have been anywhere else but WrestleMania. That's the Undertaker's show, man. That's his thing and shit.
I just think that the first loss,
mm-hmm.
should have been the one that
we're done. We're over with.
Is it?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And even then, last year, with that cryptic ass, he leave his shit in the middle of the ring. Like, motherfucker, if you're done, you're done. Say that shit. I don't need this cryptic shit. You know? Just to try to figure out if you coming, because I'm not really even interested.
No, I don't give a damn.
And that's the thing that they killed. They killed that whole momentum of when is he going to lose and shit. Because
now you don't care whether he wins or loses.
Right.
Especially, and you don't expect a great match, so it's kind of just...
Yeah.
It's not a bathroom break because it's Undertaker, but it's like, I'm not fully invested.
And it's John Cena. He's been putting on some pretty good damn matches of late.
How much is Taker going to be able to go?
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know, man. We'll just see. It's weird. It's a weird dynamic, man. That's what they want, though. They want you to question it because it makes you want to watch. because you want to know. Then when it starts and you're like, oh, this is some bull. They already got your money. So it doesn't even matter anymore.
Look, man, they put career versus career. I'm already assuming that John Cena's going to win this match. Oh, yeah. And part of it is going to be a bathroom break. Old ass Undertaker in the ring. I just don't want to see it anymore. Any damn way. But it would have been interesting if he was still undefeated and then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then we'd probably be complaining, why does John Cena get it? Fuck, fuck, fuck. There's some people here like CM Punk should have been the one that beat Undertaker. Even though that match was incredible. But
I thought it should have been Bray Wyatt.
That would have been better.
That to me, that is would solidify the passing him. The torch.
Yes.
That right there. Yeah. And that should have happened.
I agree.
The WWE fucked that up and shit. And at least you should have gave him that win. You should have gave him that win. Hell, you going to give it to Roman Reigns. If you're going to give it to Brock Lesnar. Who more deserving than Bray Wyatt? And shit. When you're talking about not necessarily the same character, but similar characters, where they're both supposed to be these dudes that people fear. And shit. Why not pass that torch? Anyway, with that said, be sure to check out 1515 Nav and all of the content. Be sure to rate, subscribe, review to the podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Just type in, or any other podcast platform. Just type in 1515 Nav. And if you do that, you'll find podcasts such as Equal Opposites, Lace Them Up, Love and Hip Hop, The Rundown, Studio Flow, the MWT Podcast, Mac and D Talk TV, and obviously the Wrestling Roundtable. But if you want to just go straight to our podcast, just type in Wrestling, R-A-S-S-L-I-N, Roundtable, and you'll find the RBU and GTS Podcast along with our special events or pay-per-view podcast, which obviously we'll be doing one on Elimination Chamber. I don't know when that's going to be up since I'll be out of town. And everything, but we'll make that work and we'll make sure we get you that podcast and everything. Also, check out the iHeart Wrestling page and shit. You know, we talk wrestling all day.
All day long. All the news.
Yep.
And matches. Thank me later.
Yeah, you know, and you might get my random fucked up thoughts on things and shit. So that's always entertaining. Yeah, I think that's it, man. With that said, it's your favorite tag team partners, me, Stir the Pro.
It's Miller.
And we out.